KJD, listening.
MNN Mobile. Well, you're going to get $1 million, right?
I'm going to need it to get out all this traffic.
Amen on the traffic. It's worse every day.
Emergency vehicle trying to get through, and people are just blocking his way.
Go, too much traffic. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's, anyway, I hope they make it. I got over to the last stop and got parked just in time to see a Dodge Charger plow into the back of a car.
Now?
About 30 minutes ago. A little longer than that, actually. Yeah. Not good outcome for those folks.
Yeah, I think they're just going to have to go ahead and just mandate public transportation. Get rid of all these cars.
Now everybody wants to live in the same spot.
All these folks, they went and moved and lived somewhere and trashed it, made it a mess of where it was at. So, I'm just going to leave, abandon it, go make this mess somewhere else.
Well, tell you, but I got a good text. I know this changed the subject. Sorry about that. I just happened to think of this. I got a good text while I don't have to work on the plumbing, that Charlie's coming to do it.
Good. You can always back him up, I guess, if you need some help. I'm sure he would. Yeah, that's good. I'll take the load off of your mind, I'm sure.
But, yeah, that took a load off my mind. And I'm sitting here thinking now, how in the world am I going to get out of this next traffic mess?
The emergency vehicle respond to what you saw earlier? It's all clogged up up there?
They didn't have to have an ambulance come out for that, but... And I went and talked to the guy about some equipment, and when I came back out, all that's cleared up and gone, so I don't know what happened. I never just seen any blue lights or anything.
Mic or something here. Could be a bad connection on my cord. You hear me now okay? N4, MNN.
Yeah, I just saw something interesting. There's a pickup truck with a bunch of radiators in it. I mean, it is piled so high. I don't see how that's... If he takes a curve too fast, they're all going to flop out on the road somewhere.
If he's got... If they're copper, he's got him a fortune there, probably. But the older radiator.
Rough looking beat up pickup truck too. And he's probably going to the scrapyard somewhere.
Aluminum would bring a price too if that's what they were made of, but making the haul, gonna get some money for them things.
Plenty of other stuff to do. I gotta work on our little building some. We need to put a gutter up on one part of it. And the guys that put the roofing on it didn't extend it far enough over the overhang, and that's about to cause me some problems if I don't deal with that.
Sounds like you're going to catch it early there, and that's a good thing. Well, I'm headed down the road now. I got to stop and get our supper, but the kids are over tonight, so spend a little time with them.
It's starting to sprinkle a little bit, so anyway, I think we got a better chance of rain tomorrow.
I didn't even know it was going to rain today, and then my app came on, sent me a notification while I was at the desk. so that's interesting. But I guess it's going to start here in a little bit, maybe be on for a while.
But we're getting all scratchy again.
Kind of hole here right now.
For supper.
We all love pizza.
Well, we can eat lasagna.
Forward to it. Yeah, we're pretty much, well, we're not standing still, but it's really crowded out here today.
So I better put this mic down and concentrate on traffic. It's getting a little crazy here.
Good deal. Yep, I understand. Same here. Stay focused on anybody. Hey, y'all have a good evening. Be safe going home. KC4SKD,
see you later, 7-3. Hey, and tell everybody we said hey, KC4SKD.
Four, is that LK? KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, K4RM Mobile. Hey, Patrick.
Hope you had a good day.
How about yourself?
I'm glad it's over and I'm making a trip up to the house now. How about, so, other than that, not too bad.
On the way home myself, another day at the salt mine, and trying to deal with all this pollen.
Sorry, I was watching traffic here for a minute, and I'm out here on 290, so I've got to be careful.
The afternoon commute hour, so it's good to be vigilant in all directions.
For sure.
How long does it take you to get home from down here?
The vehicle swap and everything, it'll take me an hour and 30 minutes to an hour and 45 minutes.
From the time you start till you arrive at house?
Pretty much.
In the morning and the afternoon.
Left the house at 4:30 this morning.
Five, that is a long day.
I'm ready to go. I'm coming in though, so I'm gonna say 7-3s for just a minute. KO4HKX.
Good to hear from you. Take care. K4RM Mobile clear.
K4CBA Mobile.
Dave,
Daryl,
TR Mobile.
Doing, Tom?
Here, waiting in line at the traffic light here, just south of the Lake Cunningham place. Unbelievable. We used to see three or four cars along here at the most, and now they're backed up for about 30 cars here in front of us.
In this, I mean, is it like that? I guess rush hour traffic.
And south, and there's probably another 30 cars behind us. Well, they built 400 houses up there across from us over in that O'Neill edition. And they're still building. And they did nothing with the highway, so, you know, progress.
Called progress. Oh, me. Well, if there's a little speck of dirt anywhere, they're building on it, that's for sure.
Oh, we're headed over to the Grandsons band concert. I tried to get Bernice ready earlier, but no, we don't need to go that early, but I think she's going to find out. We're going to be late. But we got till 6:15 to get over there to Riverside. It's just a straight shot down there, so as soon as the traffic gets through this stoplight, it usually goes pretty good on down towards Wade Hampton, hopefully. But they got a really great band director. The only fault I ever found with him was they didn't play any traditional Christmas carols at the Christmas concert. But, you know, the new woke policies. 0GR.
Making a strategic turn there. And I was having to use both hands on the wheel. And, but anyway, but I was listening. Well, yeah, I, you know, my sister and I, she lives up there in Maggie Valley, and they have a local band that, and this was all adults, and but they were very good, and they played. They had a pretty big selection. They, I mean, they had an intermission and all that, so they were, you know, they played a really full repertoire of songs, but and they were good.
Well, you know, this is Paul Junior High, isn't it, Bruce? 6th, 7th, 8th, isn't that what it is? And I've been around music a lot, Dave, and I'm really impressed. And this band director, he's just vibrant, one of those ones you always dream about having. He does a fine job.
Sounds like he dropped out there.
And the daughter, who's a musician, a professional musician, she was very impressed with him. By the way, I just saw gasoline here on 101 at $3, and very unusual. We went to Aldi's and stopped by Walmart today. Walmart was $3.99. It's unusual for them not to be the cheapest around, but I just seen the sign here at Willis's, $3.
It's going back up.
The only way it's stayed down so far is they've taken millions of gallons out of the strategic oil reserve. And they've done that 3 times, I think, now, or 4. And it's at its lowest level since World War II, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I tell you, that's just something else. Well, I got a new antenna on this thing. I'm probably going to lose you here in a minute when I'm on Edwards Road. And when I go by that in that dip there at Botany Woods, I completely lose the repeater for about half a mile.
There's spots like that down there in Wade Hampton just before you get to Pleasantburg, Dave, but it's your antenna's doing a nice job. I think most any 2 meter antenna does all right. I don't think you have to invest a lot of money to get a good one.
Mobile.
Before CPA, am I back in there or not?
Dave Square. You didn't know I knew that higher math, did you, Dave? Before DJW to take it in 0GR.
With CBA, Dave, you are in there. You never left. Or at least you weren't transmitting while you left. Go ahead.
So noisy. Even after I top the hill back there, it's noisy. I don't understand it.
But, talk to the higher mathematician here, not me on that. It's just an occlusion zone, the highfalutin way of putting it. There's some shadows in there, though, I guess. I know near Pleasantburg it gets that way for about a mile. Go ahead, Dick.
Most likely you're going through a shadow. VHF is line of sight, so when you get out of line of sight, you're either bouncing off something nearby or you're in a shadow. You're either there or you're not. It's binary. You can roll it to 3 inches forward, and you can be there, and 3 more inches and not.
That, I've experienced that, but I've never had a problem there before until I traded vehicles and put the same antenna on this one. But anyway, well, I got to jump out of here for a second and get my pizza. I'll be right back, KP4 CPA.
Talk to you later. much yard along beside an imbecile with a base of about 1,500 watts or so, Dave. But I got away from him for a minute.
When I'm moving or leaving the repeater site, that gate that you drive up to that opens up automatically when you leave, I don't know what kind of a PWM controller they got on that thing, but it, it blankets out 2 meters.
They have like a mobile pass in your car to get through it?
To get in, and you just have to get up close to it to get out. And when I get up to it, when I see it move, that means it's engaged. 2 meters is useless at that point. Anyway, Tom, I'm at home. I just had to make a quick run. I'm getting in a habit of doing Ingles on Thursdays. So I just made a quick habit of that, and now I'm going to cook. They didn't have New York strips, so I'll be cooking sirloin. I don't know if I'm any good at that. We're learning, in the learning mode here, so I'm going to have to figure out how to do that on the grill.
Look at that, Bernice.
Teach him how to do it.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have let her on here at all, Dave. Well, sirloin can be a good steak, but I don't know. The beef nowadays doesn't seem like it's up to hoil unless you buy prime. But, and then you better get a lease on the house before you buy prime. See you later, Dave. NW4DJW and 0OTR. Good luck.
All right, well, I'll let you know how it goes. if I'm still around tomorrow, if Amy and I are still around tomorrow. Anyway, take care. You and Bernice, enjoy the evening. W4DJW, clear.
CLX. You chose a really bad time of day to drive around, Tom.
He's an old grouch. How you doing, Mike?
I was going to tell Dave that it's easy to grill those things. When they're black and on fire, they're done.
Those hammers and just beat the snot out of them and tenderize them a little bit. Oh, there goes one of those three-wheeled motorcycles. It looks like a car, sort of. That's $30,000 for a two fools mad, I think. But I wouldn't mind having one, but not for that much.
KB4CPA.
Pete's that a share with us?
Well, I got my pizza. I'm on the way back to the house.
6CLX on there with us, Mike.
You're making me hungry for pizza. It's not on my diet, so I can't have it.
I was going to, you went for a New York strip and you wound up with sirloin, Dave, so he was wanting to know how to cook it. And I told Mike just to get one of those hammers and just beat the snot out of it.
The reason why most sirloins taste real salty because they put meat tenderizer on them.
On there. I guess tastes good as they put meat tenderizer on them. What'd they call that stuff, Mom? Glutamate? Some kind of monosodium glutamate, I guess it is. Go ahead, Dave.
I tell you, you know, I don't know what they've done to this traffic light up here, but I'm on Edwards Road here, and I'm coming up on Ike's Road, and there's a line a quarter of a mile long of cars, and the light stays green like 5 seconds. It's just ridiculous. I don't get it.
It's the PLCs. I'm getting a text message. And I ain't taking the blame for being late. I admit it. It's Bernice's fault. Go ahead, Mike.
Traffic light problems, then. If you're in Greenville County, it's the traffic control of Greenville County. If you're in the state, it's their fault. If you're in any other city, I guess it's their fault.
Light used to just stay green a few seconds. The other light, because this is the main road here, Edwards Road, and it's just ridiculous. There's not that much traffic on this on the side street there. I mean, there's a junior or middle school down the street there, Northwood. I used to go there, but anyway.
turn left off the way to Hampton there, it gets real bad, especially if there's a freight train there. But from that intersection, when you first start south towards Pelham, it can be a real booger. Well, guys, we're nearing the place for the concert tonight, so I'll let you two have it and say 73. And nice to hear you both in Central TR. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Enjoy your concert. Don't know where you're going to, but sounds fun. And I'm glad Bernice got you there safely. Of course, it's probably with a large amount of your backseat driving.
The backseat drive. He front seat drives.
Sunday.
You heard that. Put me down for one. Is in here.
The LX. Charlie, leave an X-ray.
Hey, Mike. Well, I'm testing this new antenna and where I've got it mounted, and when it's got the repeater, it's good, but when it loses it, it's bad. I mean, it just drops out in places that I used to not have any problems hitting it. I don't get it, but I don't know. I guess it is what it is.
You had on your the Mustang in the back?
I bought the, what's this thing called? Compactenna is what it's called. And it's sold by DX Engineering. And it's just a tubular looking thing, black, 9 inches tall, and it's on a NMO mount, and so I bought one of those mounts that you can twist and turn and you know, and change the angle of it. It's real adjustable, and I put it on my I had it on my hood, and it wasn't working good there, so I put it on the lift, the back of the lift gate right at the top, and it's doing better there, but I'm still not happy with it.
I saw a Mustang on Pelham two years ago. I thought it was you because it had some antenna on the back of it like that. I have a feeling that the difference you're seeing there is the ground plane. The ground plane's different, so your impedance is going to be different, so then your angle of takeoff is going to be slightly different, and that's what's doing it.
This is not the antenna I had on the Mustang. I put it on the hood here. It's really the only place, well, I say it's the only place. It's the only place I mounted it, and I just wasn't happy with it. Besides, I had to get out and lean it over because I couldn't get in the garage with it up. And so I bought this one because it doesn't require a ground plane. That's the whole deal about this antenna. And you know, and it was almost double the price, roll right at double the price of the other antenna, and that was a diamond, it worked real good on my Mustang, but it was on the trunk, and it had more of a ground plane for the trunk.
What I saw was like a black, I think it was black, almost looked like a rubber duck on the back of that trunk.
The one I had is a 5/8 wave, had a little curly Q thing in the middle, and it was just a black whip, but you know, it was about 30 inches tall, I guess, and it was on a diamond trunk lip mount. it had some adjustment to it, the mount did, so you could kind of get the antenna vertical, which I liked. And I mean, it's not just sitting here in the garage. I guess I'll see if I can sell it to somebody.
I'd have to look at it. If it's a vertical, it's there's still going to be some element of a ground plane there. I used to run a lot of 5/8 whips, and they had to have a ground plane to work properly. They might say that thing doesn't need a ground plane, but hard to believe it doesn't. It's probably because it's using that car somehow. And if it changes as you're moving around, obviously it's needing some kind of metal under it for some type of plane. Best thing you can do is just keep moving it and see what happens.
I'm running out of places. I'm in a Forerunner now. Well, I'm sitting in the driveway, so I'm going to say 73s and be careful out there mobiling around. I got my pizza sitting here, so I'm going to go inside and have me some pizza. But I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final.
Enjoy your pizza. I'll let you go. One last comment. I know I've got a copy of it somewhere, but back in the 80s, 90s, I think it was the 90s, QSL had an article on how to make your own through-the-window antenna, so a window mount. I made one for 440. It worked great, so it's something to think about.
I guess that would be another option. All right, well, you have a good one. 73's KB4CBA.
2N6CLX, I'm here monitoring.